Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 605.
Well, you know his name is Simon because he likes to do chalk drawings and send feedback and questions in to The Everyday Novelist. Simon asks,
when should you seriously revise an old book? Major changes / improvements rather than tinkering. And will you piss off existing fans? Or should you never do that, but instead tackle the subject again in a fresh way in a new book, as you've mentioned before?
Well, Simon, as you can imagine, my thoughts on this one are complex. I've had a good long think about this since you sent the question in about a week ago, and here's what I've come up with. The general rule that I would advocate is not to do this at all. However, there are two exceptions that might be worth considering. The first is, if the book was a standalone or something that was intended eventually to be a series, and you've left it alone for a while, and now you're writing the series, whether it was originally planned or not. If that's going on, then at the same time you write the series, you may want to touch the original book again, because your voice may have changed, and if it's a very tight series, you'll want your voice and the continuity all to match. If it's a loose series, doesn't matter so much. Robert Crace, for example, has done a fairly loose series. Most of his books are in the same loose series, and the voice is all over the place as it started very comedic and has gotten very, very dark. And he hasn't gone back and touched the originals, and it's okay because they're all fairly standalone-ish books. It's very episodic. And if it's episodic, I don't think you need to worry about this at all. But if it's not episodic, if it's very tightly integrated, if there's a serial arc to it, then you may want to touch it, maybe fairly seriously, for one of two reasons: voice and continuity. Other than those two things, I would say let it alone. If you want to revisit the idea, you can always do it again as a different story. You can release a second version of, especially if it started off as a short story or a very short novel and you want to do that story now on a grand scale, you can always go ahead and release the expanded edition and then fold that original short thing into a short story collection, so that you don't have confusion on the market with two things with the same title, but the original story is still available to your readers. Asimov did that, for example, with Nightfall, and it's a good thing he did because the short story is far superior to the novel. But the novel brings some interesting stuff on its own and was a great hit. So it was a very smart decision on his part to maintain the presence of both in the market in one form or another. So that would be my advice and the thinking behind it. I wouldn't revisit for any other reason, because at that point you're retreading old ground and you're just trying to perfect something that your younger self did. And frankly, your younger self will have made mistakes that your older self wouldn't even think of making, and that creates all kinds of creative conflicts. Some of those mistakes might be accidentally brilliant, some of them might be absolutely catastrophic, but you're very likely to find that you can't even get into what you'd done before without completely tearing it apart and redoing it from scratch anyway. So why give yourself the headache unless you have a compelling reason to do it? And I think that compelling reason basically comes down to voice or continuity for expanding something into a tightly integrated series. That's my opinion, and it could be wrong. But, you know, you get what you pay for. Thanks for sending it in. I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.